Now it's time now for our Friday feature on Morning Report, in which we dissect, discuss and analyse the political stories of the week. They might be the big issues, they might be the small, nothing is off limits in the next 10 minutes. And with us in the studio is our political editor Jane Patterson, and we also have Stuff political editor Luke Malpas. Welcome to you both. Kia ora.
Kia ora. Good morning.
All right, Jane, let's kick it off. As you mentioned earlier this morning, a grenade was kind of thrown into the end of the political week by one of Labour's own MPs. Where have we got to with this?
That's right, Corin. We thought we were going to be talking about the National Party and the terrible week they've had, but Labour has had this grenade dropped onto them by one of its backbench MPs. Now, look, what it sounds like, there's a little formal comment, but basically it sounds like this is one of the MPs that has had problems with staff, potentially high turnover and complaints to parliamentary service that he has objected to. And I've been alerted to comments that the Speaker made a while ago about some MPs actually not having staff until they've been through management, and it sounds like this is one of these situations, and that the MP has just said, gone off, you know, about the process and how he feels, apparently telling Newstalk ZB on his way out last night, I'm not the bully. So a very, very difficult situation for Labour to be handling.
Luke, what do you make of this, given the week that we have had, and how big a problem is this for Labour?
Well, I guess the rule that Labor's had all week is don't get between the National Party and a scandal, and now they've managed to get in their boots and all somehow. I would just note that the piece that that Dr. Sharma wrote for the Herald yesterday was almost fantastical. I mean, it was the complaints, and I mean, it didn't seem there was anyone in Parliament who wasn't complicit in some sort of bullying, which seemed quite extraordinary to me. Particularly, I think the allegation that parliamentary service, you know, is sort of
they have a very difficult role. They can't tell MPs what to do. Is that right?
Yeah, and it's the kind of employment situation in Parliament's been raised as a problem. You sort of have this triangle where parliamentary service is the technical employer of the staff who work in the minister in the MP's office, but they're effectively their boss in terms of day-to-day business. So if you have a problem between the boss and the staff, it's not a direct employment relationship, and then parliamentary service has the obligation to look after the staff, so it becomes very messy.
The Prime Minister and Luke. I mean, this is, as you say, in that article, it talked about the Prime Minister's office.
It talked about the Prime Minister's office. I mean, it talked about all sorts of leaders' offices, and I don't think any other leader's office in Parliament would probably even know who Gaurav Sharma was, to be completely honest. So it's quite remarkable.
So where does this go then, Jane? What is the response you think we would see in the next 24 hours or come Monday, when the Prime Minister's going to have to do the media rounds?
They're going to want to put the allegations at least to bed today in terms of the party's position. They've kind of left the allegations out there unanswered, but I think that's probably because they're handling what is going to be a pretty delicate situation with the MP as well. They will be wanting to manage him and make sure that he's not going to be going public with any further damaging allegations, while also, I suppose, providing him some pastoral care. But, you know, their biggest issue at the moment is these allegations that go right to the Prime Minister's office, and so they'll be, I imagine, putting some more information out today to try to counter those claims, but they'll have to step carefully.
Yes, now let's get back to Sam Uffendale. How do we think that has finished up this week for National, Jane?
So we're just going to have a quick listen back to how things unfolded. This is Sam Uffendale and National Party leader Christopher Luxon at the start of the week as the week came through.
I was effectively a bully. I mean, I might have tackled a few people or punched a few people, you know.
And there was deep exploration of this issue with Sam, with that selection panel.
And he was smashing on my door and yelling obscenities and, you know, basically telling me to get out and hit the road, fatty, and swearing.
You know, there are two sides to this story and this allegation, and at the end of it, I'll take those findings and I'll make a decision.
So the story actually came up because of a Stuff story, so Luke might want to talk about that, about how the actual King's College story came out, which started it all off.
Yeah, so one of our senior reporters, Kirsty Johnston, did a terrific job. Just great old fashioned reporting. There's been a bit of nonsense around about, oh, you know, it's sort of a Labor Party leaks and all this sort of thing. But it was just good old fashioned reporting, really. And I think, the centre of the allegations obviously was that. That came out was that Uffendale was asked to leave King's in fifth form after beating up a third former badly enough to be asked to leave pretty quickly. The victim says that it involved bed legs. Uffendale says he doesn't remember that being the case, but couldn't rule it out. And obviously, in the first instance, Christopher Luxon stood by him. Then the further RNZ allegations came out, and he's called it an independent investigation. One of the things that I couldn't help but note in that little grab there was, you know, the idea of deep reference checks within the National Party. It sort of seems to me a little bit like the COVID deep clean, you know, how deep was it really?
And the thing about this story is it has dragged so many senior members into it. It's dragged Christopher Luxon in, really putting him on the spot, past president, former president, senior MPs, and again, it puts National back into this space where we're talking about the culture, we're talking about the leadership, are they picking the right candidate selection? And look, it's always in hindsight, but here's Peter Goodfellow, the president of the National Party, talking about the candidate selection on the night of the by-election to RNZ reporter Giles Dexter.
Yeah, this is a safe seat. Are you satisfied that the candidates will run next year, past all those checks and balances?
There's been an enormous amount of work already gone in to ensure that we have the right candidates and that they're properly vetted, but that actually they're very, they're very relatable and will work in the electorates that they're standing in.
And this has really dominated all questions to National this week, when they should have been talking about a very good poll for them and a good conference, as we were talking about. And it's actually even the deputy leader, Nicola Willis, who's normally very on message, had a bit of a slip over this on Thursday as well.
I often highlight to them, look, you read that stuff, but we also get a lot of praise in our inboxes too. We got to get a lot of affirmation, and we get to touch a lot of people in a positive way. I realise that sentence was not a good sentence. I'm sorry. We get to move people in a positive way.
Yes, what to say about that. Now, I'm interested, though, in the way in which Christopher Luxon has handled this, and he seems to have got a fair bit of praise so far. You, Jane, thought he had done a pretty solid job. What do you think, Luke, in terms of the way he's handled it so far? But still a test to come, because when the investigation comes back in a couple of weeks' time, there'll be some big decisions to be made there.
Look, I tend to think that he's handled it pretty well. I think the outcome of the investigation, really the worst thing that could come back is, I'm not sure. Mm. And then he has to make some sort of a captain's call and make sure that he's kind of on the right side of that. I mean, if it's clear one way or the other, then, you know, pretty much he'll have his marching orders on that. But I think one of the about the management of the thing itself is one thing. But I think if you look back to the by-election campaign, what it has really shown is Luxon's inexperience. Because, I mean, if you think about, say, Jacinda Ardern and Megan Woods, if there was a new Labour, if there's by-elections, new Labour candidate, they would, you know, Prime Minister would come in and they'd be supportive, but, you know, they don't really know this person. They wouldn't be fulsomely backing them, be really enthusiastic about them, because you never know, they could blow up. And I think that is really, I guess, has been shown over the last little bit.
And do you think, Jane, that in future, that Christopher Luxon will learn from this, maybe, in terms of how he does run the party, and also that relationship with the party and the president and the way in which they've handled things?
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, you just have to learn from this sort of thing, and I'm sure he'll be looking back at the pictures with his arms wrapped around Sam Uffendale on the night of the by-election and thinking, yeah, that's, in hindsight, doesn't look great. But, it, you know, as I said, hindsight's easy to look back with that lens. But the problem now for National is, if they do find that Sam Uffendale has lost the confidence that he can't stay in the caucus, then they're left with decisions about what to do. They could try try to push him out. He could become an independent MP and see out the rest of the term, depending on his appetite for staying around. He could leave and then prompt another by-election in Tauranga, or he could put up a fight. But I think the really another interesting aspect of this is it's so new. I mean, he was only, the by-election was 18th of June. He only gave his maiden speech and was sworn in last week. So there's not a lot of party history here with him as well. So, yeah, there'll be decisions that pin very much on
last
that
word from you, Luke,
report.
Finishing out a pretty bruising week in politics.
Oh, well, I think I think Luxon's probably handled it pretty well, but next week or so, the spotlight's really going to be on culture of the parties.
Luke Malpas, thank you very much for your time. Staff political editor, also speaking to RNZ political editor Jane Patterson there.